podcast, December 30th, 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, and Apple Podcast. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online radio. You can also visit our website, thesportscast.net, and also you can download our app, The Sportscast, for iOS. This is our final podcast of the year of 2022. A lot going on this weekend. NFL week 17. A lot of teams need just that one win to tip it over, like Miami and New York Giants. And join us all the way from the beautiful Fort Lauderdale scenery, Victor Orocho. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Thanks for having me on. I'm also the co-host of the Jersey Boys Sports Talk. So
Jersey Boys
Thursdays, Sports. 8 p.m. So, you know,
Thursday,
myself
8 p.m.
and Byron Jones. Yeah.
Yeah, with Byron Jones. Great show last night. Great show. Talked about Phil Sims.
You listened to it?
Mm-hmm. I listened to it. Phil Sims, that you guys talked about. And some other things, you know, with the Cowboys and the Giants need that one more win, Victor, one more win to make it into the playoffs.
Look, this is where Jones has to earn his keep. He's got to perform. That's it. You know, this now, it's, look, every team wants to, or anybody, but let's stick to sports. Every team wants to control their destiny, right? They don't want the what ifs. So if you see like what we talked about, it was just one thing. And then there was all these ors, right? So you don't let the or happen, right? Be in control of your destiny. It's the best position of a sports team can be in.
And you guys, it's a very winnable game. You're playing against the Colts, which have not been doing well these past couple weeks. But I think the Giants have a great chance.
They should win the game. There's not a great chance. There's no reason to lose this game. Zero.
There's no reason. Miami is not. I mean, they had just one win to get in to play the Patriots. Tua had a horrible concussion.
They played the Patriots is coming up
this weekend. Yes.
At New England. Not gonna happen.
I know. Doesn't look good. We have another game. We have another chance. We had to win one of the two last games of this season to make it into the playoffs. So right, destiny is in our hands.
So you don't have to worry about someone losing. You have to win one of two games.
Correct.
Okay. Well, that's better than the Giants. Because like if the Giants lose, then all the oars happen.
So it's a must win for you guys.
It's a must win. I didn't see where they had to win one or two games. I saw that they have to win, they're in, and where all of these things have to happen. So I don't know if it was just addressing the week and then they're in, or if it was addressing the rest of the season. So, but you know, it's if let's just say it is what it is, right? It's either they win or all these things have to happen. The Giants, the Dolphins win one of two games. If that's the case, they're in a better position.
Better position. This New York Giants team, it's in their control again.
Remember, back to the Dolphins. It's in their control.
It's in their hands. Yeah,
that's right. You know,
but Miami lost four games. This past four games, two in California, one in Buffalo, and they lost against the Packers. I'm not sure if you watched that game, but it was 3-4 interceptions by Tua.
Well, not two good things. One, I thought they played impressively well against Buffalo under those conditions. So number one, let's give him some props because, you know, I'm always messing with him. And number one, number two, it's also a fact that Buffalo wasn't as strong as we thought the way they were all the first season, coming out of the season. But then they come back and, you know, it's just fragile, dude. You know, it's a tough situation. I mean, you know, Tyreek Hill could say all the stuff he wants, but Patrick Mahomes didn't get hurt.
Yeah, that's
he's bigger.
He's pretty brittle himself.
He's a big boy.
Yeah, he's a big boy. So we'll see what happens on the Miami D front. Good thing they're going to rest Tua, which they didn't find out the concussion until like hours later. So
this is the second time, man. This is the
second time,
problem, man. You know, it's kind of, you know, remember what I told you about a shorter quarterback gets hit higher more often, right? So you know, you always got to watch out for your legs and stuff. Don't get me wrong, but you know, you also got chances for concussions because you're, you know, you're not 6'5".
Yeah, 6'5".
But look at Drew Brees. Drew Brees was barely, you know, maybe 6 foot, and you know, he didn't really get hit bad, you know.
Yeah. Well, last night the Dallas Cowboys clinched a playoff spot. They beat the Tennessee.
They already clinched.
Yeah, they clinched.
When the Giants won, they clinched.
Oh, so this was before yesterday.
They had already clinched. They were already in, yeah.
So it was a meaningless game yesterday for them.
Right.
Well, they beat the Titans 27-13. Tennessee did not start Malik Willis. They started the third string quarterback, which I thought was pretty interesting. But it is what it is. Willis went to my alum school, Liberty. Joshua Dobbs is the one that started yesterday. But they lost anyways. The Titans, I think they're also one win away from clinching. Cowboys, Prescott threw for 282 yards yesterday. Two touchdowns by Dalton Schultz.
Did he have any interceptions?
I believe he did not. This Cowboys team seems a little bit different this year. You still think they're the same?
No, I think they're not as good as they were last year.
Interesting. Micah Parsons was playing with an injured hand yesterday, but no, he had two interceptions, Prescott. Yep.
He threw for two interceptions. Told you.
He always does, doesn't he?
He always does. He's not playing well this year. Something's wrong. I can change that again. Yeah,
two interceptions.
Look at his interceptions for over the last few games, bro. He's throwing a lot of. Go see if you can find his stats for you know.
Yeah, right here. I got it here.
Those are stats for the game.
Oh, for the game?
Yeah, I'm talking about stats just in general.
Total yards: 261 by Dallas, 317 by Tennessee.
Only 87 rushing. I mean,
67 rushing yards.
97 rushing from the Titans. What's his name, hurt?
He did Henry? Not play. He was hurt, correct. That's Derrick Henry. That's what they lost.
That's a problem, man.
Interesting. So
show Descott's, see if you had Descott's Prescott, his stats. Okay.
Well, pull it up, but I guess
his normal stats, not for the game, just stats.
Oh, normal-wise.
Yeah, for the year.
Okay, let me pull that up. Dak Prescott, Dallas Cowboy quarterback. Go to Pro Reference, profootballreference.com. So far for the 22 season.
Scroll down. You're there. All right, so look. It was interceptions. Look at the – what are you doing,
commercial.
I hate when that happens. Look at the games. Look at his interceptions, right, for the last several games. It's at 2-1, 2-2, 1-2. That's a lot.
That's a lot. Well, that's no joke.
Is that his? No, because he didn't play all season. I know. It was Cooper Rush.
Wow. Yeah, you're right. But he didn't.
Whatever the deal is, he's been throwing interceptions at least two a game. Look at it. He's thrown 8 interceptions in 3 games.
You're right. That's not good for Dallas. And this is not, this does not reflect every game because it's week 1, 7, 8, 10. So after Cooper Rush around after week 6. So it does show. So 1 to 2
it shows only games he played, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Good.
So how many interceptions? Does it show total?
Total what?
Total interceptions?
Receptions or total interceptions right there. Yeah.
What's the total?
Oh, total. We have to add that up manually here.
Nah, forget it. It's okay.
14.
Wow, that's not a lot of interceptions.
That's not good.
And he's not sacked that much.
Interesting. And their last game, I believe, was against
Philly.
Philadelphia. That's right, in Philadelphia, which Philadelphia is one game away from clinching the first seed in the NFC.
Oh, I thought they already had it.
They don't have it yet. And they got right. Gardner Minshew at the helm.
Get off of Dallas. I don't want you to worry.
Okay.
I was just showing you that he's been playing bad, right? You know?
All right. So we're going to preview this weekend's matches, games. Let's go with the Cardinals at Atlanta. Cardinals are pretty much out. Atlanta is also out as well. Who do you think will win that one?
I just pick Atlanta.
Atlanta Falcons. Mariota's having an okay season.
Yeah, they're doing better than expected.
NFC South, they're last in the South, so that tells you a lot. All right, we talked about this earlier in the show. Miami at
the South New England. Terrible. Wait a second, the South is terrible. So it's not like they're doing the last in the South by a game.
By actually two games. Buccaneers are currently the leaders.
Yeah, with a losing record.
7-8, which we'll talk about Tom a little bit later. Miami and New England, a game that Dolphins have. Well,
it's over. They're not going to win. They're not going to win.
And they're starting Bridgewater instead. So who do you got for that one?
I said it. The Dolphins are not going to win. So Patriots.
New England, it is.
You're playing in New England, and their defense is clicking. Like, he's clicking, right? This is now where you're showing that where Brady could have played like he's playing with a Belichick defense would have made the difference. Now you got to give him some props, right? Because, you know, Tampa's defense should have been playing a lot better than they are. You got the head coach was the defensive coordinator, and their defense is not doing well.
Saint Eagles at New Orleans Saints. No, sorry. It'll be at Philadelphia. So it's Saints at Philadelphia. Philadelphia is one win away to clinch the NFC. Gardner Minshew is playing, but Jalen Hurts is, I think he's play him until the 17th. Questionable.
He's not going to play.
So who's going to win?
He shouldn't even play. I'm pretty sure they've already clinched it, bro. So I don't think he's even going to play much against Dallas. But he's got to play, though. That's what we talked about last night. He can't go into the playoffs without having a couple snaps under him.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you don't want to injure the guy either. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying to you that if he can play, you know, play him for some snaps, you know, and a quarter or so, get it out there, boom.
And he has a sprained shoulder. Who do you got? Saints at Philadelphia. Gardner Minshew at the helm.
I'm going to take Philadelphia because they play Dallas well, too.
That Dallas game is – I don't know if they're going to rest their starters for Dallas. I don't know.
What Dallas game? They don't play
Dallas. Dallas at Philadelphia, the last game of the year.
Yeah. You know, they're both in it, so they're not going to risk it.
Yeah.
Right.
A couple of weeks. But yeah. Philadelphia clinches NFC. They got a high week for the playoffs. Indianapolis at Giants.
Giants, baby.
What do you think about Jeff Saturday's coaching performance so far, a couple of weeks?
You know, he's, you know, they weren't that good. He's only won his first game, which I was pretty happy for him. I like him. I'm just curious to, like, yeah, we should have brought this up last night. I'm just curious, like at the end of the season, what is the NFL going to do? Say, is he already next year's head coach, or is there going to go through the process of they're supposed to go through, like, you know, the Rudy rule? Because, like, you know, they just bypassed that one here. They just brought him in as the coach.
Yeah.
Right. Fired one guy, brought him in as the coach. I guess you're allowed to do that in midseason. But just curious about, does that now, you know, because that can change things if, you know, think about it. If, let's say, you know, there is that still good old boy situation and you're able to bypass, you know, the Rooney rule easily if you just fire a coach before the end of the year, bring someone in and have them be the head coach next year.
Yeah, they did for sure bypass the process. Typically, you had to go interview a couple coaches. Rooney rule doesn't apply. I've
never seen a head coach come out being fired at a coach coming from somewhere else. I don't remember that fast. Like, usually it would be someone would be the interim head coach for the rest of the season.
And this is first time Jeff Saturday as a head coach.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. You got defensive coordinators, you got offensive coordinators, you got a whole set of coaches. What does that say?
That's saying something. Maybe he'll be back at ESPN next season.
I think he's gonna be the Indianapolis coach.
Interesting. We'll find out what happens in Indy. Good talent, Jonathan Taylor. So NFC South matchup, Carolina at Tampa. I believe whoever takes this takes control of the division. Who do you got for that one?
Who's the quarterback for Carolina?
Carolina is Sam Darnold.
Tampa.
Tampa Bay. Tom Brady. I don't know. Not the best season, I guess.
No, it's not playing well. But, you know, they got the offensive line. When he is playing well, defense isn't doing well. I mean, think about it. There's times that he's been down, he's come all the way back again. But defense has got to survive.
Gronk?
He's not playing well. So is his center. That's the key.
Is it Jensen?
Jensen. Trying to get him to come back. And he comes back. And there's been rumors about Gronk coming.
Yeah, he did talk about it in November. He tweeted something last week about being bored. But I believe Coach
Bowles. If he gets to go to the playoffs, is that what happened?
I think Coach Bowles like talked him out of it or along those lines. I can't confirm, but along those lines that, hey, Gronk, maybe not.
Really?
Yeah. But it's not like a huge, he could come back, Gronk, but I guess he wants him to be 100%. I don't know.
Wants who to be 100%?
Gronk. I got to pull that report because I read something a couple of weeks ago. And I know that there were talks, but just nothing came through, I guess.
Right. Well, look, I always said it, he's going to come back. So I just think if he makes the playoffs, if they make the playoffs, you know, why not? It's not a lot of games. You know what I mean?
He knows the last dance.
He knows the offense. He knows his boy. The other receivers are back. You know what I mean? That's a huge threat.
And who knows? Maybe AB might come back around too.
Nah, there's never. He should. You know, the sad part is sad with AB.
Broncos at the Chiefs. Broncos fired their coach Nathaniel Hackett this past week after the loss against the Rams. Kansas City is looking good. Maybe the best team in the AFC. Who do you got for that matchup?
I'll say that again. Who?
Broncos at the Chiefs.
Broncos at the Broncos. Oh, God. Yeah, they're going to call it the Chiefs.
Chiefs are going to win. No. The Broncos, Nathaniel Hackett, was that a smart move to fire him now?
I don't know what the reasons were. I mean, just
4-11 so far.
I would just love to know what I wonder what the thought process is to fire coach at this point. Just move on. I mean, like, what does that do for the rest of the team? I mean, I don't get it. Is it somebody complaining or
maybe they just, you know, what's the point waiting 2 weeks from now? You know?
Still gotta pay him.
True. Sean Payton is available, and I do think he might go to Denver.
That's his dumb move. You'll see him. Put it on record. Dumb move.
Victor wants him in Los Angeles.
I think that's what other team would be good move for him. There's still speculations, by the way, of Gronk returning. I didn't see anything about Bulls.
Okay. I'll pull that
Bulls,
article.
That would be a dumb move. You see if you can find it. That would be a dumb move on Bulls' part.
Bulls and Gronk. Okay.
But think about what the other receivers would want him. Like, it's not like he's not a liked guy, right? You know, he's a threat. Is an additional inside threat. He's deadly in the red zone. Brady and him are the best combination in history. Why wouldn't
historically?
You? Right, history, right? So why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you want him back? I mean, you know, you need to score in a red zone.
Bull said, usually when you have to think about playing, you probably don't want to play when it's just a discussion. I didn't think much of it at the time.
Okay, wait a second. So then respond, if you didn't think much of it, says you're, that's past. So what are you thinking now? Is that what you're thinking? I don't understand that statement.
Here it is. Buccaneers head coach Todd Bowles said that it was more of a conversation than anything else. Usually when you have to think about playing, you probably don't want to play when it's just a discussion. I didn't think much of it at the time.
Oh, so that wasn't a listener. It was Todd Bowles.
Yeah, that was Todd Bowles.
What date was that? What's the date of the article?
That was December 23rd, a week ago.
Yeah. I just looked up something 2 days ago that hasn't ruled out coming back. So remember, Todd Bowles is going to play it off. But what is he going to say? He's coming back. He's not going to do that. And, you know, it's true. He may say he doesn't want to even think, from a head coach perspective, I could see him not wanting to put too much thought into it because now it affects game plan. I guess pieces, dealing with the team, you know. So why bother going through all that process until he comes fully committed, you know? So I think that's how I read that, right? Why bother with everything else? I got other things on my plate.
But the door's open, you think, still?
I think the door is open. You know, I think it would be dumb that he doesn't take.
Possibly. He might be just now starting to work out again. Well, he has been working out.
They said he's been working out.
Yeah, he's been working out, so. Anyways, we'll see what happens. In order for Tampa to win, they need Gronk. So that would be a smart move for him to come back.
They need that center. That's number one.
Yeah.
And they need that center. Gronk would be awesome. Don't get me wrong. But their defense needs up. I mean, I don't know if it, being a head coach has affected Bowles, but their defense ain't playing well.
Do you think Todd Bowles has been a good coach?
I can't tell. It's his first year, you know, and I don't know what's happening with the defense. They've been injured or they are playing well. Sometimes I say that and they're actually playing well. But, you know, they had a couple of players hurt for the year. They had no line. You know, they just got into trouble, right? So I thought they would light it up based on the fact of, you know, Arians not interfering with Leftwich and Brady, but that's not happening.
We'll see what happens. As Victor says, still just a first-year coach. Chicago at the Detroit Lions. Lions have been having a great, fantastic. Detroit Lions have been having a fantastic couple weeks. I believe they do have a shot to make the playoffs. Who do you got for that matchup?
I got Detroit. But the problem is I would like the Bears to win because that way it's one of those scenarios for the Giants, right? So it gives me extra cushioning.
Yeah, something that is different. 7-8 Lions. This is the first time I see them going on a roll like that. So I hope they make the playoffs. Maybe not, but they would have a good season so far running up. So not bad for them.
Who's the quarterback? Was that for them?
Detroit is Jared Goff.
They didn't put Nick Foles in there.
Nick Foles is
who?
With Chicago, right?
No. Who's the one? He's in Indianapolis. He took over for Matt Ryan.
Yeah, he's in Indianapolis Colts, correct. Another good backup quarterback.
He looked really bad the other day.
Okay. Browns, Deshaun Watson at the Commanders, who also is vying for that last playoff spot.
Commanders,
hands down. Great season by the Commanders. I thought it was over for them, but they're definitely have a shot, and I know Aaron is really happy, so.
I'd love to know what he thinks about Carson Wentz.
Yeah, he is starting over Heinicke, which you say Heinicke should just keep playing until the end of the season.
That's what I would do.
So we'll see what happens with Wentz. Jacksonville Jaguars also on the rise. They're the top of the AFC South. They're going up against their rivals, Houston. Should be an easy one.
Yeah.
Jacksonville, it is. The team of the future. All right. Yeah. The 49ers, Brock Purdy at Las Vegas Raiders, who are benching Derek Carr, and Jared Stidham will be playing instead.
Victor, your thoughts? Byron has to stop picking quarterbacks. The time he picks a quarterback, they end up doing really bad. He picked Sam Darnold as the rookie of the year, wasn't it? Or who's the one with the Jets? Is it Sam Darnold?
Zach Wilson. Which he's benched.
Yeah. And Sam Darnold is also, you know. But who is it? Yeah, no.
And San Francisco has won the NFC West already.
Yeah, but they're down to their third quarterback, so it's not they're going to take him out, and the kid's lighting it up.
Brock Purdy, yeah.
Right, who's going to play for him? The other two quarterbacks are hurt. He's got to play.
Yeah. Brock Purdy is playing. I wonder if he is starting
somebody.
For
they got to get somebody else. If something happens to him, they'll put a running back there.
I don't know. So, who do you got? San Francisco at LA.
San Francisco.
There you go. At LV, Las Vegas. Sorry. The New York Jets at Seattle. I believe the Dolphins need Seattle to beat the Jets in order to improve their playoff chances. Who do you got for that game? Jets at Seattle.
If they're at Seattle, I'm going to take Seattle. Seattle's a tough place to win.
Geno, fantastic year. Made the Pro Bowl for the first time, Victor.
Good for him. That's awesome, man. That shows dedication, sticking to it, believing it, and waiting for that opportunity and being ready. You know, you don't have to be – somebody told me a long time ago, he's like, you don't have to be ready if you are ready.
That's a good quote. All right. NFC North rivalry Vikings are in the playoffs. They're playing Green Bay at Green Bay, Victor. Green Bay had a huge win against Miami. Their playoff hopes are alive still. So who do you got between Minnesota at Green Bay?
First of all, Aaron Rodgers hasn't been playing well except for the last few games.
Right.
And now he's playing well. So that's tough to beat.
Things are clicking.
Yeah, but he's been beaten there before. So who's it again? It's Minnesota?
Vikings at the Packers.
Yeah.
And Kirk Cousins, your boy, is playing well.
I'm not a big fan of Kirk Cousins, but I'm going to take the Vikings, man. I think they got to keep the momentum going into the playoffs. The only thing is they may rest their guys, right? So we don't know if that's going to happen. But at the end of the day, you know, to be winning like they're winning, it's kind of hard to sit back, right? You know, why take that loss? At the end of the year, you want to go into the playoffs winning.
Yeah, Packers are in a 3-game winning streak. If they lose, Victor, that will help out the Commanders make the playoffs.
Yeah.
So that's why you're going for the Minnesota Vikings.
Nah, I think it helps out the Giants too. It may help out the Giants as well. We may have the whole NFC East in the playoffs.
By this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
The Rams are doing well with Baker Mayfield. I believe he has not a two-game winning streak. He's won 2 out of 3 games visiting their city rivals, LA Chargers. Justin Herbert, fantastic season, clinched the playoffs last week. Who do you have? Rams at Chargers. And they play in the same stadium, so.
Yeah, I'm not a big Rams fan. I'll go with the Chargers, like Herbert, and I think the team is good. I don't know how much he's going to play, but we'll see what happens. I'll take the Chargers.
I think about it a lot. The Dolphins should have got Herbert, but what can you do? All right. What was that?
They should have. I mean, should have. That's why it's hard to like that organization, man. Their picks are terrible.
All right. Sunday Night Football, the Steelers at the Ravens. No Lamar Jackson still. He's still out with an injury. Pittsburgh is doing okay. I believe
I'm going to go with Tomlin.
You going for Tomlin?
Yeah, because I don't want him to have a losing season. He's never had a losing season.
They still have a shot to make the playoffs, Steelers. So, but they got
a record 7-8.
Let me double check here. 7. Seven. AFC North. 7-8. Correct.
He's got to win 2 games.
2 games in a row.
Or tie. Which
you believe they could.
Who's the second team?
Who's what?
Who do you play next after this?
After that, it is, give me a drum roll. They play against the Browns in Pittsburgh.
They can win those 2 games.
Win in Baltimore. Lamar is not playing. Huntley is playing. And then they're going back home to Pittsburgh to play against the Browns, which are not doing that hot. So they'll get their 500 or over 500.
Yeah, you can't get 500 anymore unless you have a tie.
True. The Commanders.
I don't even think that's a 500 though.
No,
I think it's like 4.90 or something because of the tie is a half.
I think so.
You know what I mean? Like if you go 8-8 yeah. and 1, it's a degree. It's
over 500.
It's a degree under. You know?
Yeah, 0.5 something.
Is it? If it's 0.5, then it's 500. I just thought it would be under 500.
501. Victor, college
plus or minus
playoffs, college football playoffs is tomorrow. Fiesta Bowl, number 3 TCU versus number 2 Michigan. Who do you got?
Michigan's gonna blow them out.
Everyone's picking Michigan. Mm-hmm. Peach Bowl tomorrow night. Number 4 Ohio State versus number 1 Georgia.
Georgia. I'm a big Georgia fan, so I'm going to take Georgia again all the way.
You do have their shirt.
I don't. I'm just curious to see how these number 3 and 4 play this year, right? Because it was terrible last year. So if that's it happens again, you know, that's a problem.
What's the point of having playoffs then?
I mean, I think if they're going to go a little deeper, right, then you have some decent shots, right? But I think by going deeper, hopefully they look at the numbers better to pick a better tournament, right? Because then you want good games, you know what I mean? You don't want, like, it's like, why be in a tournament and get blown out, right? I mean, this is bad.
It is.
They go, you made us play an extra game to blow out a team when the major game was the number 1 against number 2.
And that's why the college football playoffs will be expanding in to 12 teams starting in the 2024 season. So that should be quite interesting. And with the transfer portal, a lot of players moving around, making these teams stronger and whatnot. Well, there you have it. Preview NFL Week 17, college football playoffs this weekend. Victor, what are your plans for New Year's?
Actually, we're going to go out to eat with the family, and then we're actually going to be hanging on our clubhouse here on the 8th floor with some friends,
which I've been. It's very nice,
and we're able to see the fireworks from there. We're able to have what we want. I may bring some extra food up there because we're going to a restaurant anyway, so we're going to be already eating. But yeah, it's nice to have some stuff on a grill, you know,
some 5-star dining.
Yeah. It's New Year's, bro. You got to roll, man. You got to go into the New Year's.
You got to go all out.
You got to feel good, yeah.
You play golf recently. How is your swing?
It is non-consistent.
You need more practice.
Yeah.
Go to Topgolf.
Yeah. If I can find the time.
Victor Arecho making the big bucks. What is the best way to reach you online?
Awesome. Well, remember, I'm also owner of Valuable Assets, so you can go to victorarocho.com. I also have my YouTube channel on YouTube is Victor Arocho. At Twitter, at Villarocho. And then every Thursday, me and my buddy and co-host, Byron Jones, do the NFC East and Around the Football every Thursday on, produced by the Sportscast every Thursday at 8 p.m., streaming live on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, your smart speaker. So you hear us talk, you see a Jersey Boy style. Actually pretty cocks. This one, we're just picking tea, so I get a little bit fired up, but yeah, so you can reach me there again, Victor Arocho, A-R-O-C-H-O, as you see in my name, .com. You read some stuff, we help people, generate wealth and financial freedom through their own income and expenses. And I'm on a mission for education.
We got a comment from Aaron Bernstein, host of Sports Talk 101. He says that what do you think about Terrell Owens signing with the Cowboys? Possibly signing with the Cowboys.
That's crazy. That's just desperation. Ask Aaron, what does he think about Heinicke? Who cares about Terrell Owens and the Cowboys? What does he think about Heinicke being replaced by Carson Wentz?
I'm sure it's probably a negative. Well, Aaron, hit us up if you left.
Respond to him.
Like Heinicke. I'm with Victor. Let him feel the pain.
Can't you respond to Aaron?
He's probably listening right now. What are your thoughts? I'll just write it down. What are your thoughts of Heinicke being replaced by Wentz? Let's see what he says. Anyways,
what are your thoughts about that?
I think that's not good. I am totally with you. I think they should let him play to end the season, let him grow, feel the pain, feel a loss or two. But he needs to step it up, because I don't think Wentz's lifeline or career path is going to be too long.
He's done if he just he's done after this. So he doesn't do well. If he doesn't, he's done. I mean, it's not he's the money is just it's done.
Yeah, exactly. So Heinicke, young quarterback, I think can do it. He's went to the playoffs before, I believe. So why not?
I don't think he's that young though.
I gotta check him out. He might be in his mid-20s, I thought.
I think he's in the older 20s. I mean, he's young compared to us, but compared to me. But football wise, he's in his late 20s, number one. I'm just saying that, as you're building time and you've been changing quarterbacks for how many years, why not just roll with the guy? He's been
29.
Yeah, so he's not that young.
What did you do at 29, Victor?
I was here single in South Beach.
There he is. Taylor Heinicke, number 4 for the Commanders.
I think it's a bad move. Aaron didn't respond yet?
No, he hasn't responded yet. So,
all right. Well, let's see what happens, man. I'm excited for this week. I want the Giants to win. It's on Sunday, July. It'll start my 2023. Awesome. God
what are your resolutions for 2023? You lost all the weight, so I don't think that's an issue.
Yeah, I got some next levels that I need to take it to a next level, particularly business-wise and so forth. So, I'm excited about next year. I hit a lot this year between weight and drinking and all the stuff that I needed to do and repairing stuff. And now it's really starting to next year should be, probably a nice 10X leap.
Victor in his prime. You can reach us at thesportscast.net or the Sportscast One on Twitter and Instagram. We'll be back next week, but enjoy the New Year's games this weekend. A lot going on. Spending time with family and friends. And maybe spend a little bit more on that 5-star dinner. Right, Victor?
Get a banking policy with me and I'll show you how to do it.
Morden Stakeout is Victor. Thanks for coming on to the Sportscast.
All right, man. Thanks. Peace. God bless, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, guys.